Put down your baby and pick up a beer. Dad Jokes is back with a brand new episode. And Brandon, I feel like I just saw you, probably because I just saw you. We just got back from a day trip with the families to the zoo, and it was a pretty good time.
It was like baby's day out, Jerry. It was great.
It was, and you know, all things considered, when you're taking two infants out, you know, you're kind of preparing for worst-case scenarios, and both Bryce and Peyton were fairly well-behaved the entire time. No major catastrophes, no major poo-splosions or anything of that nature. So I will say it was a win for the babies and for the dads. I will take the W.
It was a huge win. We had a good time. I haven't been to the zoo in a while. And well, yeah, it was a good family trip. It was good to hang out.
It definitely was. I think when Peyton gets older, we'll probably do one of those like season pass type things. It's tough when they're young because most of the time, like we were there, you know, you're like, hey, look, they're not looking. They're looking at the people. They're looking at whatever, which they're having a good time, which is all that matters. But once they get to be, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old, and we saw lots of 2, 3, 4 year olds there, Brandon. But that's when they can really, really enjoy it. So, but speaking of this, is kind of what inspired our topic today. The topic we're going to talk about today is going out with your baby. How do you prepare for it, what it looks like, and how you can become masters at going out with your baby. Because life goes on. Just because you have a kid, it doesn't stop. You can't stay home all the time, so you have to be prepared to go out with your child. So, but before we do that, Brandon, as always, a dad joke. Do you want to lead or do you want to follow today in dad joke world?
I'll set the tone today, Jerry.
All right, set the tone.
What do you call someone who tells dad jokes but isn't a dad?
A mom.
pretty good guess. A faux pas.
A faux pas. Okay. Yeah, it's clever.
Thought that was clever.
It is clever. A little too clever for a dad joke, I think. I like it. Well, Brandon, I know that we've talked, obviously we saw each other today and we kind of know what was going on today, but what was going on the rest of the week with the Bankses and Bryce?
Well, it was a very interesting week. So as we mentioned last week, I have been away for the past 2 weekends. One was one of our mutual friends' bachelor parties. And then I had a work trip last weekend, which was tough being away from the family on the last couple weekends. So this Wednesday, and actually this week, my parents, who they're basically Bryce's like daycare during the day, they are in Savannah, which you love.
Big fan.
So they've been gone all week. They'll be coming back on Tuesday, and so we kind of had to figure a couple of different things out as far as getting Bryce together. So I spent the day Wednesday with Bryce, which was just good for the soul. It was good for me and Bryce. It was all in my head, but I know when I came back from the bachelor trip, I felt like he was just reaching for Kelsey a little bit more than he normally does. So it was good. I feel like we bonded. We had a great day on Wednesday. It was more beneficial probably for me than it was for him, to tell you the truth. But it was just good to have a day to spend with him solo, without anybody else there. So that was great. He'll be 9 months and 8 days. So that's crazy. As of tomorrow, he'll be basically out of his mom for the same amount of time that he was in. So that's kind of nuts when you think about
that
it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and then he's pretty much been eating. If we eat something, he's looking up at us, kind of how Peyton was looking at you today when you were chomping on that piece of pizza. But he's getting a little piece of everything that we eat. We're kind of leaning into that a little bit, and he's enjoying it. So he's getting to taste a little bit of everything, experiencing foods, and he got to go to the zoo today for the first time. This was a pretty fun week for him.
For sure. You kind of mentioned, obviously, spending that day with Bryce, and I think that's important, and to continue to do that as both Peyton and Bryce get older. I remember being younger, and my mom would take, like, a day a year where, like, we would get to skip school and we get to do kind of what we wanted. And I always thought that was super cool. So I think that that's something that, you know, you should continue, and I will try to do probably as well with Peyton. It's just kind of fun, you know, spoil them, have a little bonding time, reconnect in kind of a different format than, you know, the typical weekend or typical workday. So that is pretty cool. Our week has been interesting. It's been up and down. I know that we talked recently, and we've had a lot more success with nighttime and sleeping, and that's been great. But this last week, that has kind of taken a turn. And we've talked about leaps a lot on the show. Peyton's in the last part of Leap 5, which they say is the crankiest part, and she's holding true. So, you know, Wonder Weeks, basically, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job because you're right on cue right now. She is she's definitely struggling this week, especially with sleeping. She seems to not want to go down, takes a lot longer to go down, wakes up more frequently, is more upset when she wakes up. Still, all that being said, much better than it was before. Last night was really rough, but when she finally did go down, which was about midnight, she did sleep till about 6 a.m. So, you know, still got 6 hours stretch there, which is clutch. But, you know, it was kind of a struggle from 8 to midnight, you know. So it can be tough on mom and dad, but still not bad. The crazy part is today, in honor of her zoo trip, it was her half birthday. She's 6 months as of today, which is kind of crazy. It has kind of me feeling some of those emotions of being a dad, Brandon. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, part of me is kind of like, this is really cool. She's 6 months. I'm excited for what's coming. And then part of me is like, no, stop growing. I just want my little girl. I don't want you to become, you know, older. We were at the zoo, you know, and you see these crazy little children running around like banshees, and I'm like, no, stay small in my arms, and I'll show you where the reptiles are. And yeah, so it definitely got me feeling the emotions with her being 6 months, good and bad.
Just have another one.
Well, that's my answer, but that's not Macy's answer right now.
It's not my answer either.
It's not yours. Yeah, me and Kelsey Moore are on the same page there.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's been a good week. She is a lot more interactive. Today we got home, and Macy was going to take 6 month pictures, and she was on the floor, and she was rolling around, cracking up for about 10 minutes, just playing with her pacifier, playing with a crinkle book, and just thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And then she was in her activity center. I mean, so when she's happy and having fun, it's amazing. But when she's upset right now, she's very, very upset, and it tends to be nighttime. But we'll see how it progresses. We're like 2 days away from being out of Leap 5. Now, again, that's not exact science, but I'm hoping as we get out of it, things will get better, because I'm guessing that's what's going on. Other than that, it could be teething, but she's not really showing a lot of the other signs, so I'm thinking that that's what it is. But other than that, great week. The zoo was fun today. I love the zoo. In the past episode, we talked about places we were excited to take our kids, and one of those was the zoo, Brandon, so I get to cross that off the list.
Check it off the list. I can't wait to go back. Like, all the trip today did was make me want to go back when, like, they really can start understanding stuff. I felt like because Bryce's nursery theme is, like, animal-based. Mm-hmm. I'm always, like, playing with him with his, he has, like, four different giraffes. We kind of point out the giraffes a lot. And it seemed like, this is probably in our head, but it seemed like you could tell a difference when we were at the actual exhibit with the giraffes and all that. So I don't know, that just jumped out at me. But when he's like walking or running around there, can actually point the animals out and stuff like that. That's what I can't wait for.
Well, it's exciting because, you know, Bryce has giraffes and we got to see the giraffes. Peyton has a nursery full of polar bears. We got to see three polar bears, which is pretty cool.
And a baby.
Little toddler polar bear. And it was funny, when we were leaving, I got suckered into going to the gift shop, as you know, because Peyton, of course, needed another stuffed animal. But what was funny is we were there's a ton of different stuffed animals at the zoo, like every animal you can imagine. And Macy was like holding the different ones up to Peyton like she was going to choose. And I'm like, this is dumb. Like, she's just going to look at whatever. Like, I'm literally in my head, I'm like, this is dumb. But I kid you not, she like held like the lion, which was like, it's like a female lion. It's not like, not what the mane. And then she held probably 15 other animals, and she only would look at this lion and laugh at the lion. So guess what she went home with? The Lion. The Lion. She did. I won't lie. I will give Macy credit. She seemed to have picked that lion out. So we'll see if she still likes it.
Well, the lion probably looks like Raja to her.
Well, Raja likes the lion, just so you know. She's tried to eat it multiple times since we've been home.
That's why I didn't even mess around with the stuffed animals, to tell you the truth. I know how that story ends.
Yeah, exactly. It will be bad. It's like the true safari, the true wildlife experience. Exactly. But no, it was a good trip. It was a lot of fun. It was perfect weather, not too hot, not too cold. So I'm definitely excited to go back as well. But before we get into today's topic, Brandon, a piece of baby gear that you have that might be relevant that you've kind of come across in the last week.
So for me, this actually came up today. So we kind of jerry-rigged this ourselves. So on Shark Tank, we watch episodes of Shark Tank all the time. And there's a company called Busy Baby. It's a mat that you can use. That basically it's a silicone mat that suctions to all different kinds of like your table or the actual high chair or up seat or whatever. But you have these attachments that go on them that will basically attach to the actual mat to where kids will like have their utensils, but they also have toys and stuff like that. They are liable to throw them and then they end up on the floor. Parents are chasing them all around. The point of this mat is that you can have this, I don't know, it's basically like a silicone string that with little holes where the kid can throw it and it doesn't go anywhere. Kelsey uses that attachment and basically uses it and hooks the attachment up everywhere. So it's great in and of itself, but she, and I can't really, I was, and like preparing for the episode, I was trying to find a, like some kind of like toy. It's basically like, I'm saying I'm a lot, which you're going to love when we're listening back to this, but, I'm saying it again. What word am I looking for, Jerry? Help me out. I'm struggling. The pacifier clip. Sorry.
There you go.
Like the pacifier clip, but for like toys. Uh-huh. But they're not there. So she basically jerry-rigged this to wrap around any toy, and he uses it a ton. So we use it today when in his car seat. He had a couple of favorite toys in there. We use it in the stroller. We use it around the house. Basically, you can just keep anything you want close to them, it'll almost wrap around anything. And I'm sure there are other ways to do it. But in and of itself, the actual mat is great, but it's multi-purpose. You can use it for other things as well. That was a long, drawn-out explanation.
We might need a visual to show people what we're talking about there. But I saw it today, so I know what you're talking about. But
I'll take a couple pictures.
That is pretty cool. We actually have a couple pieces of baby gear to talk about this week. One is similar to something you've mentioned in the past, but basically Peyton's at that 6 month stage now. I mean, 6 months today, where they're rapidly learning new things and they're figuring out new stuff. So I bought her not Macy. I actually did this. I went out and I bought.
You bought something.
Exactly. It's the VTech Busy Learners Activity Cube, and it's basically one of those cubes that has the different learning things on each side. So there's buttons on one side that teach shapes and animal noises, and then there's letters that spin, and there's different objects to click on. And it's really cool. It's basically a bunch of different sides. So I think there's, six different sides, and they can play different activities on all six sides, and it helps them learn different skills. And I bought it from Amazon. It was $20, and Peyton seems to love it. So that has been successful for us. Because I just want to, you know, my big thing is I wanted to learn new skills and see how she can adapt and grow with those new skills. So this seems to help with that. So far, so good with that. We've had it for about a week, and she likes to use it daily now. And the second thing.
That thing looks cool. I just pulled it up. Yeah. Bryce has a version of this that I almost guarantee you is 5 times more expensive.
Well, and I think I remember, honestly, you talked about it in an episode, and I was like, I want that for Peyton. She's still probably too young at the time. And then you said, though, I remember like a price, and I was like, man, that seems like a lot. And I saw this one, and it was 30,000 reviews that are like a 4.9. And I'm like, okay, let's try it. And she seems to like it. So far, so good. It's durable. She's thrown it lots of times, so it's not going to break. It's plastic. But yeah, it's been good. And the second piece of baby gear is going to become more relevant as we go into summer, Brandon. And that is, I was doing some research. It's actually kind of a baby fact and baby gear in two in one. So I'm excited for this. But babies are not supposed to wear sunscreen until they're 6 months of age. Obviously, Peyton's 6 months today, and summer's coming up, and I have a parent with a boat. I have a sibling with a boat. So we started doing research on sunscreens that are good for babies, and the one that we landed on through our research was Think Baby. It's THINKBABY, SPF 50 plus sunscreen for babies. And it was on a lot of people's different top 10 lists, top 5 lists, highly recommended. So I got that from Amazon as well. It's like $20 for a pretty big bottle of it, and babies aren't very big. So I got to imagine it's going to last a little while. But if you are going into summertime, listening to this as we are recording them, you might want to start thinking about sunscreen, because babies actually aren't supposed to be in the sun directly at all until they're 6 months. It's also another baby fact. So you still can wear the big hats, shade them, but sunscreen once they turn 6 months is something you might want to look into. Do you guys have sunscreen, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm sure Kelsey has sunscreen. It's not something we've talked about because we haven't really been out in the sun. But we actually, she brought this up with Macy today. We do have it. I just don't know exactly what it is. That's one of those things that she bought, and I'm good with it.
Yeah, it's one of those things you don't think about until you need it. And I was thinking about Memorial Day's coming up in a week, and I'm like, man, she might be on the boat. We should probably get sunscreen. So that's why we bought that. So
yeah, and not gonna lie, I probably should think about sunscreen more, but burning has never been an issue based on my complexion.
Well, the pale Irish folk that me and my wife are definitely have to think about it a little bit more. Actually, Macy more so than myself. I seem to have some of that Italian skin that doesn't burn too bad, but she can't be out in the sun too long. So yeah, maybe Peyton will take after me
all day long and not burn.
Yeah, you're a little bit different. just a little. I like that. All right, well, Brandon, let's get into today's actual topic, and it was very relevant for us today, but going out with your baby. So you're going to have your kid, and most people, when they have their babies, especially once your first one, you're going to basically go into hibernation mode. You're going to think, hey, I just had a kid. I'm never leaving the house again. Everything here is safe. I know where everything's at. The baby's safe. I don't have to worry about nothing. But time goes on, and you realize that you have things you want to do and things you have to do, and you're going to have to take your baby with you because it's just not reasonable or just not possible to not do them with your kid from time to time or all the time, depending on your lifestyle. So what can you do in preparation of taking your baby out? And the first thing I would say, Brandon, is you need to plan. And that doesn't mean, hey, we're leaving now, plan. It means, hey, we're going to the zoo. So Saturday night, having a plan of what we're going to do the next day. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Kelsey would agree with that. And that is also my biggest struggle because I am not outside of work, I am not a planner. I am a kind of like, it'll be okay. Like, we'll, like everything will be fine. We'll take care of it. And that's something that you can't do with a kid. With planning, the number one thing is you got to plan around nap times. Like today, as an example, we scheduled the entire when we were going to get there around his normal nap time. And then we also told ourselves the day before, hey, we're not going to put him down for a nap at his normal time. We're going to stretch it an extra half an hour and then like buy ourselves some time. So maybe he sleeps the entire car ride and gets a little extra time in there. So you hit the nail on the head, Jerry.
Well, planning is just super important, and I am a planner. It was in my vows. I literally said I am a planner in my vows. So you were standing up there, Brandon, you heard me say it. But
you are a planner.
I am a planner. But you need to be a planner. My wife is not a planner. But you need to be a planner with kids, because if you're not, it's just going to cause stress. It's going to cause mistakes to happen, and it's probably going to cause some animosity between you and your significant other. So what do I mean by planning? It means having the diaper bag ready with everything you're going to need. Are you going to need to bring change of clothes? Are you going to need to bring bottles? Are you going to need to bring different types of clothes based on temperature and where you're going to be? have the diaper bag mostly ready. And the things that you can have ready, know what you need to get. So like today, we knew we were going to bring a couple bottles and Macy was going to pump on the way down there and on the way back. It's just easier than trying to feed the baby while at the zoo. So we had everything but the bottles ready. And in the morning, I got them ready, had the ice packs out. And we knew we were going to take my diaper bag because it has the insulated pockets. I mean, things like that are super key. You know, also what else you can plan is, like you said, nap times, what time you're leaving, how you can have them nap, what time you need to get them up. Naps are key. We've talked about this in an episode before. We had a whole episode on napping. If you miss naps or you go too long, it can cause issues. So planning around nap time and around feeding is going to be key. Also just because you need to know how much food you need to bring if you're bringing food.
Yeah. And actually I should have brought that up as a piece of baby gear. They make these little kits where, so Kelsey, when it was time to feed Bryce at the zoo, she had a kit that basically had a prearranged portion of baby formula, that she just put into a bottle, and it had each individual, we brought two, enough to feed them twice, basically. You have everything you need just sitting right there. They make it easy. But to kind of back up just a little bit, if you are wondering what you need to put, like, in your diaper bag, you can just Google, like, diaper bag checklist if you want as well.
We have an episode on it, too.
We do. You can go back and listen to it. But to quickly run through, like, there's a quick list on WebMD. Obviously, you need diapers. They recommend, depending on how old your child is, one or two for every hour you plan to be out. I think that that's a little aggressive for how old our kids are. But you know based on your child. Disposable wipes, diaper rash, ointments, change of clothes for your kid, blanket, bibs, toys, pacifier. Jerry went through a lot of the other ones. It's some of your essentials. But with the diaper bag as well, making sure just in general when you're going out that you have your diaper bag up to date and packed, because you never know when in the pinch you may need to grab it.
Size of diapers is a big one, Brandon. I made that mistake.
I ran into that today.
Yeah, I made that mistake before. My diaper bag, I hadn't switched out, and then we went somewhere. I'm like, oh, these are kind of small. Luckily, it wasn't that big of a switch, but yeah, that's a big one. That's a great point.
So I still haven't used my diaper bag, really. Like, I've technically taken it twice when we went somewhere, but still haven't gotten a chance to actually use it. I need to just be intentional about it, but...
You do.
And that's what it is, but it's easy. Kelsey always has hers there. But I went to grab my diaper bag today. I went through it, and I'm like, oh, I still got size 2 diapers in here, and Bryce's moved up a size, so... That's what brought that up to me. You need to be double checking the sizes in your diaper bag every couple months anyway.
Even the extra clothes too. Like, you had an extra pair of pajamas in there. It might be 0 to 3s. Now they're in 3 to 6s or something like that.
Yeah. So, and also don't put their favorite pajamas in there either.
Correct.
Or they're really, really you might good get ones. In trouble.
And a key when it comes to diaper bags, but also just traveling in general with your baby, go more than what you think. You want more than not enough. That's better. Basically, like, if you think, okay, I need probably 3 to 4 diapers, pack 5 to 6. It's not going to hurt you. If you need a pair of pajamas in case they have an accident or whatever, grab 2 pairs. I mean, baby stuff is small, which is good, but you don't want to not have enough. That is a disaster. Also, when it comes to things like food, you know, having, like, today we brought 2 bottles. She only needed 1, but if she needed a second one and we didn't have it, that could have been bad. With your kids older, snacks. You want to have enough snacks. So doing excess is actually going to be better than not having enough, for sure. So, you know, that is definitely key.
Yeah, and when you're planning, and this is something that's big for me, timing. So you forget it all the time when you're, like, mentally in my head. I am the king of, I know exactly how much time it's going to take. I know exactly when to wake up and how much time it's going to take me to get ready for me to be able to wake up and leave to be somewhere exactly the time I need to be there. Not a minute early, not a minute late. Now, Jerry may argue with the minute late thing for a time or two.
I've sat in lots of meetings with you, Brandon.
Sometimes I talk to customers on the way in.
Sure you do. you do.
When you have a baby that you have to get ready, I mean, anything and everything could happen. I cannot tell you because I get Bryce ready, especially in the beginning. I get Bryce ready and take him to my parents' house before work. I can't tell you how many times that I got spit up on, like, as I'm, and you can take every precaution, like, put the, like, I don't even put, like, my actual clothes, like, my shirt on until I, like, am about to walk out of the door. I have him, like, at this point, he hasn't spit up in a while, but it got to the point where I was, like, basically, I had my shirt at the bottom of the stairs. I would have him in his car seat ready to go, and then I'm putting my shirt on. Like, taking every precaution. But you still got to clean yourself up. You still got to, like, it. You never know what potentially could happen. And, it's little small stuff, but they add up. And the last thing you want to do, is, if you're a planner like Jerry or my wife, is not build in the extra time and then be running a couple minutes late when you're already wanting to be 10 minutes early.
Yeah,
sure. That'll drive you insane, and then it'll drive your partner insane because your partner will be looking at the clock like, "Hey, we're still early," but you want to be 10 minutes early, so you got to make sure you got enough time to get stuff done.
Well, not to go off on a tangent here, Brandon, but we have a segment on the show sometimes we do that's called Things My Wife Said. And my wife just texted me while we're down here recording, and she just said, "Quote unquote, our daughter has avocado on her eyeball." So that's what I got going for me right now.
Oh, we might need to cut the episode short.
No, I think she's all right. But
hey, Bryce loves avocado.
Peyton does not, so we're trying to make her like it. So I'm going to go upstairs and find out if the second time around was better. That was her least favorite thing she's had so far. So I'm hoping that maybe it was just a bad day.
You need some guac, too. Like, smash it up a little bit. That's true. Make some guac. But the texture sometimes of the avocado can get them.
But back to our point, back to kind of where we were at, you're absolutely right. It's also important to have backup plans or contingency plans because things with a newborn or an infant are not going to go the way you think, no matter how much you want to plan. It's just going to happen. Like today we had a plan for Peyton and napping, and she would not go down for about 45 minutes when she normally does and when she should have based on her wake windows. And that kind of messed things up. So you have to have backup plans and you have to be fluid with your plans because otherwise it can really, really mess with you. The one thing you can almost always kind of control is when they eat, unless you have a fussy eater. But, you know, that you can kind of control at all times. But like the napping thing, sometimes it goes into chaos. Or like you're trying to walk out the door and the baby poops everywhere. You know, you that's why you build in that extra time, like you said, Brandon. That's why you have kind of a backup outfit. Like today, I knew Macy wanted a certain outfit. She had a couple picked out. So that way, if the one didn't fit, which it didn't when we put her in it, we had a backup outfit. We're not searching for a random one with 2 minutes before we had to leave.
Yeah, and what I love about this podcast sometimes, you and I don't consult. And then I'm just going through my notes, and it's like you're reading off my notes as we're going down. Because my next thing is be flexible. Everything might not go as planned. You might need to adjust. And this is where I come in. Because, like, so we have the, hey, we got to be on time. We got to make sure everything's planned. But the flexibility part, that's the mental side of it. It's the, hey, let's take a deep breath. At the end of the day, we're all going to be okay. We're going to be all right. Like, we still got a healthy, happy kid. Hey, let's just adjust, deal with this in real time. Like today, Bryce did not. So we set up all this extra time. We made sure that we were getting into the car tired. A lot of times Bryce will fall asleep in the car and be knocked out. Sometimes not. Today was the sometimes not. He was asleep for, like, everything went according to plan for the first 30 minutes of the drive. Last 30 minutes, he was completely awake, did not want to be asleep at all, was, like, yelling to himself in the back of the car, having the time of his life, just talking to himself. But what did that lead to? We're at the zoo, and maybe 45 minutes, we were about to leave, he fell asleep. He took a nap at the zoo. Like, that happens.
Let's talk about when we got to the zoo, Brandon, because me and you got there about the exact same time, even though we didn't call each other.
Oh, Jerry, if you want to go there, we can go there.
Well, the best part is we pull in, you guys pulled in right after us. It was just a weird coincidence. I didn't see you pull in. You obviously didn't see me pull in. And then Kelsey says something to me across the way, and I was like, oh, hey, what's going on? And Brandon happened to part kind of over the lines. So I look at Brandon, and I think he sees me, and I go, hey, Brandon, I remember my first time parking. And Brandon doesn't say anything to me. I'm like, well, maybe he's having a bad morning. Well, come to find out, he, for the next 5 minutes, as he's fixing parking and getting Bryce ready and everything, has no idea that we're there, standing there. He thinks some random stranger's making fun of the way he's parking, and we had happened to pull in at the exact same time by each other. It was great.
Yeah, I was muttering sweet nothings about you under my breath. Literally, I'm like, why is this random dude talk to me, trying to talk to me about my parking? And I was surprised Kelsey was even, like, looking in that direction, but I thought she was talking to me. It was the whole situation was weird, but it was I was salty. I was actually I had to like I don't know.
The best part about it all is though, like, we're talking about like setting plans and having like schedules and things going crazy, and we literally got there within like 20 seconds of each other.
Yeah,
and we're driving from like both of us had, you know, close to an hour long drive. So that's just,
and we ran into I had to get off the highway and like go a completely different way because the highway was shut down. That's how crazy y'all is.
But the great thing about a baby, though, and this is something that I've had to learn because I am such a planner and so used to needing to be on time, is babies are great excuses for if things do go wrong. Like, people understand most of the time. So like, if you're late and you're like, hey, she pooped through her outfit, people are like, yeah, no, you're good. Or, hey, she was a disaster, no, you're good.
I just need to keep having babies.
So that does help. You tell Kelsey that. She's on board.
She is on board.
So, but that's the whole, like, I remember, like, I'm always on, you know me, Brandon, I'm always early. I shouldn't say I'm on time, I'm early to everything.
No, you were always early.
And we were going to a birthday party, and a bunch of stuff just went wrong. So we were late getting there, and normally that would have stressed me out, but I was just like, hey, what am I going to do? And then we got there, and I was just like, Peyton happened to be crying, and I just looked at her and was like, this is what I'm dealing with. And then everyone was like, yeah, you're good. So, I mean, you do have that kind of, you know, opt out or whatever you want to call it, basically saying like, hey, built an excuse. I have an infant, and sometimes things just happen. Not that you want to use it every time, but it does happen.
It helps when it's you versus me, to tell you the truth.
That is like, true, because everyone knows that I normally am not late.
Yeah, you're never late. I'm late pretty frequently.
Another thing when it comes to going out is you want to figure out what you're going to be doing as far as transporting the child. Like, are you going to be using a stroller? Should you bring the baby carrier? Should you bring both? Do you need to bring a wagon if you have a wagon? Kind of how are you going to be transporting the child or children if you have multiple kids? That's very important. So like today we brought the stroller and we brought the baby carrier. We didn't end up using the baby carrier, but we wanted it just in case it came in handy. But you need to be prepared because you don't want to show up and then you want the baby carrier and you don't have it, or you only bring the baby carrier and you should have brought the stroller, or if you have a wagon, or if you don't need any of them. I mean, you really need to figure those things ahead of time. And also, those are things that you can do the night before, get them in the car, have them ready to go, so you're not trying to throw everything in the car the day of.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we brought both. We ended up trying to bring out the baby carrier, realized he wasn't settling in that moment anyway because he was sleepy, and we switched it up. But we keep going off topic in this episode. I'm going to keep it going because you and I have like a little side bet going on if I'm going to get a wagon or not. And
you're getting a wagon.
This day started off with me saying there's no way that I'm getting a wagon within the next like year. But the longer we spent in that zoo and I'm seeing the different ways that these wagons were used, how much fun these kids were having to themselves in these wagons while everything else is getting drug along. I got a tab open in my Safari browser right now, Jerry, with wagons on it.
Now, this is how I know you're getting a wagon, because we were in that zoo and I would say almost more people had wagons than strollers. And I know you and your wife, and you guys buy more stuff that you probably don't need. So if it's something that most people do need,
that's not true.
You guys are definitely getting a wagon, because if it's even in the middle, you're going with it. And I'm probably in the same boat, so I'm not throwing stones here. Because
my problem is too. I buy things that we need. I just spend. I tried to buy the best of what we need. That's my problem. I go overboard.
You're going to have a wagon. So then you're going to have the Maserati of wagons. And yeah, they have Maserati of wagons, by the way. We saw some of them today. Some of them, there's a big, you go anywhere from like a Red Ryder little plastic wagon that's probably $25 to
don't
like.
Sleep on the Red Ryder.
Well, I'm not knocking them. I don't have any. Or you got the big canopy ones where I swear they got like Bose system.
I'm looking at one of those right now. It's the W4 Lux Quad Stroller for $899.
It's got like strobe lights going on. There's like a little compartment for like formula comes out and it chills it.
You got a baby Keurig.
Exactly. They push how much formula they want and when. We will have to talk about wagons at some point in time. I'm farther away from it than you are, but I knew I was getting a wagon before we even had Peyton, because we were in Savannah, to talk about Savannah again, and everyone there seemed to have one, and Macy's like, I want a wagon. And I'm like, we don't even have the kid yet. What do we want a wagon for? So I knew then I was doomed. So it hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure one day we're getting a wagon too.
Yep, I'm getting distracted by the wagons, Jerry. But
I hope there's like a 2-for-1 special or something. Maybe we can pool our resources and be less broke because of it.
We'll see. You ain't gonna want the wagon I want.
That's probably true. Although we typically have similar tastes. We don't always like that, but we typically do.
Yeah, but you're cheaper than I am.
Usually, although when it comes to Peyton, not always. Although when learning cubes, apparently I'm cheaper than you. but as far as going out, I guess the thing I'll end with, Brandon, before if you have any final comments, is that you're going to go out with your kid, and you should go out with your kid. You don't want to stop living your life the way that it is when you have a baby. So, you know, whether it's just to lunch, whether it's to the zoo, whether it's for an all day at the beach, whatever it is, just plan ahead of time. Make sure you have a checklist. Make sure you have a system. And, you know, don't be afraid of it. Because until you do it, you're going to be nervous about it. But the more you do it, the more it becomes normal, the more you learn. Because every time we take Peyton out, we learn something new, too. It seems to be like, okay, next time we're going to do this instead. Or we should have done this. Like, I even know, like, today, we should have changed Peyton's diaper before we put her in the stroller to begin with. And I was like, I'm like, why didn't we do that? But that's like one thing that we learned today. So, you know, if you can learn something every time you go out with them, that's great. So that's the last thing I'll say, Brandon. What do you got?
My last two things that I have highlighted on my notes. One, be like Nike. Just do it. Don't be a hermit in your house. It's easy to do right now. For those who may be listening down the line, it's still COVID going on, which you already may be, kind of secluded when you have a newborn anyway. But events in the world may or may not make you want to just like stay at home. Regardless, get out, go outside, let your kids experience the world. That's number one for me. And then the other thing is, I don't know if we mentioned this already, but make sure you feed them before you leave too.
Yeah.
Because that's like you think of it as basics, but sometimes that does buy you a little bit of extra time, like time the feeding around when you're going to leave so that you can limit the amount of feedings that you have to do while you're out.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely want to control what you can control. But like you said, Brandon, you don't want to be afraid to go out in the world. Another thing too is the more your kids out in the world, the better probably they're going to be behaved because they're used to it. They're not going to be as shy. They're not going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And like today, Peyton and Bryce were both very, very good. They behaved. And, you know, like I said,
well, Peyton I threatened seems Bryce to do, right before we got a
don't
car.
You just dare like embarrass me.
When we go into this store, you touch something, you don't touch nothing. I'm sorry. It wasn't a story. I had a flashback for a second.
That's great. No, but seriously, they behave better the more they're around that stuff. You know, Peyton, like I said, she tends to be a baby that can get cranky, but when we're out in public, 9 times out of 10, she's actually very well behaved. And it's, I think, because we've done it a lot. It's, she just saves the bad times for at home with mom and dad.
Oh, yeah. Literally, no one believes that she's a cranky baby. I've never seen her cranky.
She seems to be really good.
You guys just make it up.
Well, the in-laws now and my mom, who's watched her, has gotten some of it because they are with her enough. But for the people that just see her occasionally out, they definitely think she's great. And she is. She's good in groups, so that has helped. But I think it's a good place to stop, Brandon. I think, like we said, go out, learn from it. And even if you have a bad experience, don't let it deter you from doing it again, because everyone's got some horror story. And if nothing else, it'll be great when they get older. This one time we were out at a restaurant and you got poop on the table, you know, like it'll be a great story one day. So don't be afraid of it.
Let's hear these jokes, Jerry.
All right, you ready?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Knock, knock.
Oh, no. This might be the first knock, knock joke.
It is.
Okay. Start this over. I'm ready.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
They see me rolling. They hate it.
Patrolling and trying to catch me rocking. All right, that's pretty good. That got me hype.
Yep.
That got me hype.
There you go. Bringing it back. So the first knock knock joke here on Dad Jokes.
I can't believe you just pulled that one up.
The best part, too, is that came on in the radio when we were driving to the zoo. So somehow in between country music and the Disney Channel, Chamillionaire came on. So I don't know how that happened, but that did today. So that was pretty good. But you know what, Brandon? Today's episode, if my math is correct, is the 39th episode. Is that correct?
You know what that means.
That means the next episode is a top 10 episode, and I cannot wait. You're not going to want to miss this, guys. Top 10 episodes are super fun. We go over different topics and what each of our own top fives are for that specific topic, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm excited. Plus 40 episodes. That's crazy. We've been doing this for 40 weeks, which, again, if my math's correct, Brandon, is about what it is for someone to be pregnant is 40 weeks. So
yeah.
We've been doing this.
I mean, we've been doing it. Our podcast is full term.
Full term. Our due date is next week.
Holy crap.
Exactly. It's pretty exciting. So if you guys have just started listening to us or have been for a while but haven't reached out to us, please do. Reach out to us. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear about. Rate us on Apple Podcast. Like us on Facebook, on Instagram. All that good stuff. We appreciate each and every one of you. I'm super excited that we're getting to 40 episodes and can't wait till next week. But for Brandon, always, I'm Jerry, and you've been listening to Dad Jokes. They see me rolling. They hating.
Patrolling and trying to.